Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Okay, take two. Let's see if this works. Not sure if it is. I shut it. Well, I closed it down and came back on. So let me see if I can bring Greg on. Let's see if this works. Greg, can you hear me? Hello, Greg, can you hear me?
You there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Woo! Okay. Well, the only thing that Ed told me to do was to end the call and then call back in.
Yeah,
he said
well,
that's what he did last night, and that's
back.
What it worked. Huh?
That's all I did. I just hung it up and called back in. I still didn't hear nothing, then I heard you.
Yeah, that's, I mean, because on the thing is when you pull it up, it comes up and it shows, because you don't want to end the show, you just end the call, because for us to do this, we call into it ourselves as a host.
Right.
So that's what he had me do. So.
All right. Anybody else online?
Cheryl was, because she was the other one that called in. I said I had another caller.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Well, you send her a message. Tell her you're back on now.
That's what I was just posting, that I was back up and running. So,
okay.
Let me see. Phew. But yeah. Always fun. That's what I told Ed. I was like, this is crazy. He's like, it has to be something with the website. Obviously, it's something with the connectivity. So I think I'm going to try from now on, maybe, because I can set the show up to come on at 6:30. And then have either you or Robbie call in to see if you can hear me and just, you know, let it play. But I could put it to set for, you know, let it play music.
Yeah, but why would it be doing the same thing with you and him? Two different areas. He's in Texas. You're up here. No, it's got to be Blog Talk.
Yeah, and that's what he said. He said, I don't know if there'd be somebody in there tonight to call and talk to. And I was like, well, I'm not going to try calling him tonight because it's not going to do me no good. But I might try get a hold of them tomorrow and say, hey, you know, we're having issues. Why isn't we call in? To set up our, you know, we set up our show, we call to, you know, hook into it, and it's telling us, you know, our callers are telling us they don't hear nothing.
Right.
So, but yeah.
So, yeah, and then that's when you tell them, either get your issue straightened out. If it's your issue, you better get it straightened out, or we're going to cancel our show, and it's prescription's
right,
up.
Right, you know, that's what I told Ed. I says, you know, I says, I bought another mic thinking that was the problem. You know, before, I says, I was having wiring issues or something with my mic because Greg and them said it was crackling all the time. I said, so I fixed that thinking that was the problem. I said, last week didn't have a problem. Everything worked. And he says, he told me that he has had problems before where it was, you know, the last thing he does is to log into the show because if he is doing Facebook Live or the Zoom, the audio for that sometimes kicks the audio for the radio show out. And I was like, but I'm not doing any of that.
Right.
All I'm doing is just the radio show. Because if I'm going to do a Facebook Live, then I post it prior that I'm going to be doing one. And I don't do the whole YouTube thing because I have no clue how to do all that. So.
Right.
But, yeah. So how was your day on the rest of the way in up the Petro?
I'm here.
I seen that.
I went in, got a... Yeah, that's ridiculous. I got a chicken salad, a little piece of it come with a little piece of Texas toast garlic bread.
Yeah.
And a little glass of sweet tea, $17 or something.
I believe it.
I said, you gotta be shitting me. I said, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna start taking stuff for salads and stuff, start carrying it in the truck with me while I go out. I ain't doing this shit. It kissed my ass.
and that's bad. That's like, you know, today I was talking to Graham, and because I'm going to do a cookie exchange with some family and friends, because that kind of cuts down on the cost of cookie exchange. And it cuts down on the cost of a lot of cookies, and we get a variety. So, you know, Kathy Stevens, she's all in for it. She's like, I'll make them and do everything. She's like, but would you be able to pick them up and drop mine off because of her mother? I was like, yeah. I said, I don't have a problem with that. So that's not a problem. I can do that because it's Kathy.
Yeah.
And, you know, Aunt Lisa's all gung-ho to do it because she said she can schedule that at the same time, you know, to pick Graham up to take her up to her house for Christmas and bring her cookies and do the exchange and everything. And, you know, and Dad wants to do it. He said, do you think anybody notice if I buy cookies? I was like, I can hook you up with Paula and you can buy, you know, Buckeyes from her. He's like, I could do that. But.
When did you say he was going out again?
Who, Dad?
Yeah.
He'll be leaving Sunday night. He's loaded now for Mission, but he's not going down there till Friday.
Oh.
Because he can't load that Burns Harbor till Friday because they don't want it sitting on the truck.
Right. Well, that's what I was getting at. You telling my brother what they did in my trailer?
Yes. I told him. He's like, seriously. Because he asked me. I know. I told him that you need to get up to that it's on the right-hand side and that you need to get up as close as you possibly can to the building with your truck and everything so you can get up or close enough to get it to weld it. Okay. He says, well, he says, when he's ready to do it, we'll make sure everything's where he needs to be.
Yeah. So. The cord should reach that far, but I'm not sure.
Well, that's what he said.
Cord,
he says it might reach.
I don't know how long that cord is. It should reach. If not, just move his truck out of the way before Donnie gets back in or whatever. I'll jack it around somewhere. I'll pull his up enough to get up in there and jack it. And I'll get it up in there somehow.
Back it down the driveway.
Yeah, I could do that. If I have to, you know, for an hour or so. The only thing is the coal running in and out.
Well, if you're over there during the day while she's at work, she won't be running in and out. Because she don't get home until 3:30.
I'm on this weekend. This week I can do it anytime.
Yeah, because you'll be home tomorrow.
Because I got to open the trailer up, and then I got to unhook the batteries and everything before I weld it. I got to take the batteries, unhook the battery cables. You can't arc weld on that sumbitch to take the ECM out of it.
Unless you just drop the trailer and pull out from under it.
Yeah, oh, I ain't fucking dropping that trailer and that. Just weld that. That's bullshit.
But Dad asked me, he's like, can he just get another rail for that? And I was like, probably. I said, but you're probably talking $400 or $500 for that piece of rail.
Yeah, I don't know what that fucking rail costs, that whole rail.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's 45 foot or where it's pieced at or what.
I thought it was pieced together.
Then,
I thought you could see where it was, you know, in sections.
It may be in two pieces or so in there, but the problem is.
Isn't that welded on?
I don't know. No, it ain't welded. It's bolted on.
Oh, is it?
But I don't know. I don't know where. I don't know how long each piece is until I look at it. I can't see changing that whole rail for a little 6-inch place in it.
Yeah,
it's
I told him
crack.
It wasn't.
I just got to weld the crack up.
Yeah. Because I told him, I said,
they didn't,
it didn't
totally
break
destroy it.
Yeah. Well, so I told him, I said, it didn't break it until Greg started, you know, trying to straighten it out in order to get the kit closed.
Yeah,
so.
You can't bend aluminum. You can bend it one way, but when you bend it back, that's when it broke.
Well, that's what Dad said. He says, yeah, he says, it probably wouldn't have broke if it was heated. And I was like, well, it wasn't going to be able to heat it in the middle of a place. And he's like, yeah, this is true.
All I was worried about was getting the son of a bitch so I could close it.
Right, and that's what I told him. He's like, I understand that.
I'll fix it. Ain't no big deal. I'm over it already. I called Marie and... like I said, her and I went over it. I said, well, as soon as I get this shit done in the morning, I said, I'm going to weld this trailer up. She got real quiet. I said, you know, I said, the damn guard asked me if I wanted to make a report on it. I said, well, what good does it do, Marie? I said, it's just like Lima out there when they blow the tarp, when they rip the tarp. I said, you know what? I'm still waiting on Lima to pay for that $800 bill, that $800 panel. I said, I never did get paid for that. I said, I replaced it. I said, the good thing I did, because if I'd have been waiting on them, it would have never got done.
Right.
I said, so why you make a report out? I said, then they get a gay's red ass. I said, you know, fuck it. I said, whatever. I
well,
said, no
Dastity
big deal.
Says,
I said, I'll
yeah,
fix it.
Like Dastity says, even if you try to get that done like that, he says, and wait on them to replace it, you could be 6-7 months
yeah.
to a year waiting on them to finally say,
yep.
okay, yeah, it was our fault after everything. We'll go ahead and fix it.
Yeah. So it's just easy, just something like that. It ain't that bad, you know. Now, if it had, it'd been different if she'd have busted the whole side of the trailer or, you know,
right.
dropped that bastard on the trailer and bent the trailer or cracked the side rail or something. That'd been one thing. But just
yeah.
that little bit, that little crack in that track, yeah, it pisses me off. But, you know, it ain't new no more, but still.
No. And it's a lesson learned to her that she needs to pay attention and go slow. Because if she was going slow coming into that, it might not have been
yep.
quite as bad. She may have still bumped
nope.
it. But it wouldn't have bent it in and, you know.
Oh, you can bump them a little bit. I mean, they
right.
pull up against it, you know, down there at Sobeys. He'll pull up and tap it every once in a while, and he gets
yeah,
all nervous when he does that.
I was going to say, didn't you put the fear of God in him right after you got that kit?
Yep. Yeah, but, I mean, just tapping it a little bit with the mass on the forklift, that's one thing if you hit it, you know, flat
right.
on. But she hit it up on the top right there where that track, you know, rolls up right there where that roller rolls down through. And it
yeah.
just folded that top lip. They just folded that lip in. And it just bent it over against the top, the other one, almost against the other one. When I got the bar down in there and started prying it out, that's when it cracked. So
huh.
I said, we got channel lock, big pair of channel locks in there. And I straightened it and got it folded back out where it was at. And
right.
All I got to do is just weld the crack up in it and grind it down a little bit, weld it maybe down in the inside, weld it a little bit, and grind it out so the roller rolls in it. It don't matter what it looks like when it's open, as long as it's all gaudy looking. But, I mean, because you don't see it with the kit set.
Right.
Everything's hid. I just got to make sure there ain't no sharp spots on it so it cuts the tarp.
Yeah. Well, I told Dad,
the tarp
you know,
against it.
When I told him about it, and I says, Greg said something he had to get more tips for the welder because he screwed a couple of them up. He's like, I don't know. I was like, I don't know. That's just what he said.
Yeah, I screwed a couple of tips up there the other day until I started learning weld with it. That's when he told me about
yeah.
the 035 or the 045 tips. Put that 045
yeah.
in there, and it works a lot better. So I just need to go over to Halls and get, you know, whatever they are, depending on how much they are, get 6 or 8 of them and throw them in the bag in there with the welder, and we're done with it. Because that ain't the last time it's going to happen. You'll do it again.
Oh, no.
I will, too.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, that's why he don't get excited. He ain't excited about it because he knows it's going to happen. He's burned a couple up. I burned a couple up.
Well, when
it
you're
happens.
Starting to try to learn to do something new with something like
right.
that, it's gonna happen for sure.
Yep. So, all right, we'll go ahead with your show. I'll sit here and listen for a while.
Oh, well, not like there's anybody else on here to talk to. It's one of the same, you know. Same old, same old.
Yeah.
But did you hear that they, what Elon Musk is doing?
Oh, what? He's doing a lot. What are you talking about?
Where he tweets about the Tesla's Class 8 semi makes 500 miles an 81,000-pound
yeah.
trip.
Yeah, Ed was talking about something yesterday on it. I'm thinking, yeah, okay.
Yeah, this was posted on the 28th, but it says, with a delivery date looming, controversial businessman Elon Musk Saturday announced a Tesla semi. His company's Class 8 truck made a fully loaded 500-mile trip. In his post on Twitter, Musk said that the semi and cargo weighed 81,000 pounds. He's overgrossed. The announcement comes as
uh-huh.
Pepsi is set to take delivery of 15 semis by December 1st. Musk announced in
okay.
2017 that Tesla was building an all-electric Class 8 truck. During the company's third quarter earnings call, Musk announced Tesla would produce 50,000 semis a year starting in 2024. The semi Musk tweeted about sells for $180,000. The company also offers one with a 300-mile range at $150,000. In a recent online poll, nearly 60% of Trucker's News readers said they would not drive an all-electric truck. 23% said yes, that they would drive one, and 17% said maybe. Would you drive an all-electric truck?
It's like me. No.
Okay.
Because it's 400 miles. It's 400 miles from here, a little over 400 miles from here to Gary.
Right.
All right. So I go out there. How long does it take to recharge it? By the time I go out there and you get unloaded and reloaded, your battery is dead. Now you got to get somewhere, have somewhere to charge it, and then you have to sit there for how long to charge it up so you can come back.
Exactly. And that's, you know, I'm looking over the comments right now, and this one says there's five comments on this post. One that was posted, let me go to the beginning of them here. Okay. On the 28th, this guy posted, he says, I guess the proof will be in the pudding to see how this truck will perform over time under real working conditions. Tests are great for what they are, test. The idea of an all-electric semi is not a bad one. There could be short and long-term benefits financially, meaning fuel, environmentally, for those of us who have kids, grandkids, and actually give a damn about their future, and possibly maintenance-wise, too. We'll see, he says. Either way, technology is coming, and there's nothing any of us can do to stop it. So I'd much rather see it come in the dorm of electric semis with human drivers than autonomous trucks that put human drivers out of work or regulate humans to lower-paid secondary driving positions, which in some of his comments there, I do agree, just like with the electric semis compared to the autonomous ones.
Well, like Ed was reading an article last night, too, or reading on, too. It said that it'll go 0 to 60 in 20 seconds. What in the hell do you need to go from 0 to 60 mile an hour in 20 seconds?
Yeah, that doesn't eat, no.
I told him, how much freight's going to get damaged in that trailer?
Exactly. Because how
0
many people
to 60 in 20 seconds.
Yeah, to see how fast does it will actually do that.
Yeah. Why in the hell do you have to take off that fast?
Mm-hmm.
Hell, these guys can't keep freight on the trucks now as slow as they take off. They're upsetting them and shifting loads and stuff. Can you imagine a flatbed with a shady-ass load on, and he stomped that day if they could take off 0 to 60 in 20 seconds? There's going to be shit all over the highway.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're morons. So now they want to make a truck a race car. Really?
It's crazy.
That's like Harley. That's like Ed talking about Harley coming out with that electric motorcycle again. Really?
Yeah.
See, Harley tried that a few years ago. They did like a prototype. They tried that. And it didn't go. It didn't sell for them.
Right.
And they just kind of, you know, put it to the wayside because they said that it wasn't ready yet. The guys just wouldn't buy them. Well, no, the old Harley, old school Harley riders, I ain't going to ride an electric motorcycle. Oh, they might as well get a scooter.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know. I don't even see, I mean, these people with these electric cars around here, you know, like anybody in our area can actually afford an electric car.
Yeah, from here down home or from home up to Youngstown or from there to Cleveland and back, you know, you're talking 250, 270 miles up to Cleveland and back, yeah, roughly, depending on what you do up there and where you go. Okay,
right.
I'll be all good. But what nobody's ever brought into the equation is, what are you going to do in the winter for heat? When the battery starts running a heater grid in there and taking a lot of power to run the heater, or in the summertime with the AC unit, you got a lot of variables in there that ain't nobody talking about. And then this 500-mile range he's talking about, or 300-mile range, they're testing them down in the southwest in a lot of flat ground country. You want to test one, bring it up into Pennsylvania, New York, West Virginia. Get them up there when there's about 6-8 inches of snow, and it's snowing like crazy and slicker than hell out and colder than hell, and test them up there. Test them in the real world. Don't put them on a flat surface down there and say, well, yeah, that's what it is.
Well, that brings me to the next comment on this same one. this guy, he posted on the 28th, this Ed, he says, I'd like to see a test with a truck, with that truck and loaded going up 29 north to Fargo with a 30 mile per hour headwind and negative 30 real feel, and then we'll know the truth. And while they're at it, through in a blizzard that shuts it down on the side of the road for 2 days and see what happens.
Yeah. Or a lot of the mountains out west.
Yep.
You know, Grapevine, Cabbage, you know, Donner, a lot of the big mountains out there. Let's see. One guy had a good comment, too. What are you going to do with these trucks like Kenny Moon's running? You know, when you're going out here, you know, these guys hauling, you know, 150, 200,000 gross, you know, that kind of weight. What are they going
to
do about the heavy haul trucks?
Yep.
I don't care. Them electric trucks are not going to take 150, 200,000. They can't even get them to do regular freight, and they're going to try to make a truck. I want to see one of them pull an oversized load like that. I don't care what kind of gearing they got. What they got, the electric motor, I ain't going to take it. I can't see it. It may be. Prove me wrong. That's all I can say.
Okay, another one.
You know?
Another guy posts, he says, they ran a test a year or so ago, 80,000 gross, 500 plus miles, over Donner Pass twice, put a sleeper on it, and out of these diesel nose makers faster than a Democrat can change crises. And another comment, this guy here, he says, I got to agree with Ed. Relying on batteries to keep your ass from freezing on weather shutdowns does not sound like a good idea. Also, we have seen California begging people not to charge their cars before. So what's the juice supposed to, where's the juice supposed to come from? Yeah, because they get out there in the heat in California, they're telling them, you know what, charge them from this time to this time and don't do it, you know. And this last one is actually kind of funny. It says, so if electric trucks are the new thing, where are the charging ports? How can we drive them when we don't have any place to charge them? No trucks have charging ports, and you know they will not make a self-charging truck. Not when the government can charge us to charge them. Whether electric trucks are, quote-unquote, the future or not, don't give us a truck that will not run.
You know what? They're going to do that. They're going to do these electric trucks just like they did. All right, the fuel. There's so many out here now, the fuel went sky high because they're playing that game. All right.
Exactly.
Then when the emissions come around, they started making everybody run DEF. Everybody started, you know, complaining and bitching about the price of DEF fluid. Oh, no, it's going to be cheap. It's going to be cheap. It ain't going to be nothing like fuel. It's damn near as much as fuel is a gallon now. Yeah, you don't burn as much of it. You don't use as much, but it's still high. All right, now, they're charging you for that. Now, the electric. All right, right now, Ed brought a point up. Out in California right now, and Robbie did too. All right, you got Lake Mead, and you got all them. The lakes are going dry out there. They can't get no hydroelectric out there. The windmills and solar panels, they're not going to keep up. California's having rolling blackouts. Now they can't keep electric on for the houses. How the hell are they going to support charging all these electric cars and stuff?
Exactly.
Nobody's got it.
Yeah, and that's just like that guy said in that comment. They're not going to be able to do it. There's nothing they can do to make you want to drive one if there's no charging ports.
Right.
And you don't see – now, can you imagine when they had – what was that – not the biodiesel, the other one, that natural gas. When they started putting those natural gas filling stations in at the truck stops, they took over half the truck parking area to put them in. And how many trucks out here actually run on the natural gas?
Well, the one right out here in Lodi, they got one out there, and half the time you got a truck parked in there that's just parked and sleeping. They don't even use them much. The grass and weeds growing up around the tanks and stuff.
Yep,
another one that they had was
Middletown.
Yeah.
Wasn't there one down there?
Franklin.
Yeah.
Franklin. Down there at the pilot. They got that one there. Yep. You don't see very many people using it. Right. I don't think I've ever seen anybody in it.
I don't think so
either.
They
got them everywhere. And like the electric. All right. The government, they're going to figure out how to get their money. If you think diesel fuel is high, okay, diesel fuel is high. Just think, once they suck everybody in, get everybody into these electric cars and electric trucks, watch what happens to the price of electric to charge that vehicle so you can go down the road.
Well, I
they're
like going to
charge you so much a kilowatt or however they register, but they're going to charge you out the butt just to charge your car so you can go home.
I would really like to see, just like up there now where you're at, over there at the Sheets, they have those charging stations, electric charging stations over there. I would like to look at those next time we're up that way and see if they do charge you to use them.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure.
You would think.
Well, they're not going to let you charge it for free. Because that electric's coming off a sheet. Sheets is paying the electric for that. Because it's somehow it's going to be tied in right into their bill.
Well, you would think
so. They're not going to let you charge for free.
But it just makes you wonder, you know, because they have to have, there has to be something there, but I would like to know how much they charge. And you would think it would say it on the front of the thing. Now, that one that's got a charging station down here in town, and it's only because the people that bought the building that have the business inside, they have an electric car. That's the reason they have a charging station. They had one put in there. But they say if you drive an electric car and you visit their location, you can hook up and use their charging station while you're shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
Okay, we have another caller coming on, so hold on just a minute, Greg. I'm going to bring him on.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hello, Cheryl. How are you?
Wrong person.
Oh, crap. Hi, Holly. It was the noise and, yeah. Oh, my gosh. How are you doing?
Thanks, Tiff. I'm all right.
It's been one of those days.
A couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, we all know how that is.
They start with them electric trucks. That'll shut Holly down on her damn chicken lights all over the place. She won't have enough to run her. She won't have enough to run her truck, let alone all them pretty lights she's got.
You know, I only have like $40 worth of lights on my truck.
Yeah, but it'll cost you $80 to burn. It'll cost you $80 to charge the batteries up so you can run them.
Right. But no, you were talking about those Tesla. If you buy a Tesla, they come out and put a charging station in your house. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they have an account. You have an account with Tesla. So there may be some type of account that they can use at those stations where whatever you charged goes on your account and you get billed for it.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking that could be a possibility.
Getting the bill for it's not the problem, but how much are they going to charge?
Oh, I don't know. Tesla is not in my budget, so I'll probably be dead before it ever is. Yeah. I mean, maybe by the time I'm 90, they'll be cheap enough I can maybe rent one, but that's about it.
By that time, Holly, you're going to be in a motorized wheelchair, so that's the only battery you're going to need.
Absolutely, I won't need one. There'll be my electric bill right there. Right? Oh, happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. The only thing we're going to be able to ride around or be able to afford electric cars is going to be a hoverboard. That's all we're going to be able to ride.
And you're going to fall and break your neck, so.
Probably. That way, then I won't need the hoverboard then, right?
I guess so.
You're how old now? There was an overlap time. I was just making sure. I didn't think there was a time where we were the same age for a couple of months. You're just too young.
Oh.
I had to make sure.
Never mind. I'm going to be nice. I'm not going to say what I'm thinking.
That's a first.
Don't hurt yourself. Yeah, don't hurt yourself.
Please. You fill in the blank.
I mean, I can see the smoke from here, and I'm in Texas.
That's all right.
Quit your damn thinking.
Uh-oh, we got another one. We got another one coming on. I'll let you guys figure out who this is.
It's got to be Robbie.
Or Jeff.
Not me.
I know it's got to be Robbie because he...
I just
sounds like Robbie.
It ain't in his card to keep his mouth shut. He's always got to be under his lips.
No, I Googled to see how much it costs to charge a car. The average cost to charge an EV, electric vehicle, at a commercial charger would probably be like a sheet or something. From empty to full, between $10 to $30.
$10 to $30.
Yep.
All right. I remember back in the late 70s, early 80s, when you used to be able to fill your car up for about $10. Now look at it.
I was going
to
say, that's like filling your car up with gas. So what's the difference?
As soon as they sucker everybody, they'll keep it low. They'll keep their price low until they get the market flooded with them and everybody's got them. And then they'll jack the price sky high because you ain't got no choice and you have to pay it. It's just like they did with these new trucks. These new engines and stuff.
I
got the answer. You just give it to me, baby.
I'll bet you there's no gas in it. That's your answer. But anyway,
that's right. I know what's wrong with it. They ain't got no gas in it.
I'm giving you something right now, and I bet you can see it from there.
Oh, put your other fingers up, please. It looks much better.
Frequently,
my question.
People that, you got to hear this one. This one's good.
What are they doing? Okay, so you have the car and you want to get rid of it, and it gets hit. Okay, it gets totaled. What are they doing with these batteries, these lithium batteries, that you can't have a car that gets damaged sitting too close to another one because they're catching everything on fire?
Right.
So what are they doing with all of these wrecked cars and the batteries?
It hasn't gone that far yet.
Well, somebody's got
to think ahead. You're not supposed to question them.
They have fields already with cars 50 feet apart all the way around because they catch on fire.
Listen, Linda. Did you hear the other day when Biden and them was up there at Nantucket for Thanksgiving, they rented 5 SUVs, rented from Hertz, 5 black SUVs, a Ford, a Chevy, I don't know what all they had. After they turned them back into Hertz when his vacation was over, they come back home. That car, one of them caught on fire and burned 5 of them up there at Hertz. Rented
right,
cars. How does that happen?
The problem is that's what they're having. They're having that problem with these electric cars, that the batteries are catching on fire. I don't know.
Wow.
But I wouldn't own one for that reason. But I want to know what they're doing. I mean, they think we're destroying the earth now. Wait till all these batteries get chucked around and laid around and everything.
Why is it that the only country that's worried about pollution is the United States? China's polluting, burning coal and stuff like there ain't no tomorrow. India is. China is. Every other country in the world is burning everything, and they're burning fossil fuel, and they're not even worried about it, and they don't care. But all of a sudden, we have to do all this changing, and we're going to change the world? What, they think that pollution's staying over there, over them countries? No, they're not. It's circling the globe. You're not going to do it. God.
How much do you think it is to replace a battery in a Tesla?
Probably a couple $100 or more.
Shit. It'll be the cost of a new car just about.
Yeah. How much,
Robbie?
$13,000 to $14,000. Seriously?
Now, what's
the
life expectancy?
So it's like a DEF system on a
battery. A Tesla. A Tesla is an electric power car.
I understand that. I should...
What's the life expectancy on one of the batteries? How long does a battery last? All right, Mr. Google, find out.
I'm figuring it out. Don't yell at me. Why do you have to be so angry then? Being angry.
Yeah. Who's angry?
Greg.
Jeff's not on here?
Nope.
I haven't heard from him in weeks.
Huh. Well, I know I've seen on Facebook where he was home for a while.
Yeah, I think he went home for Thanksgiving. I don't know if he's out here or not.
Did you make it home?
I don't know. Like I said, I haven't heard from him in weeks. Say that again?
Were you at home, or did you go to your son's for Thanksgiving?
I went to my son's. I was on the road, and I just stopped there for the day and then kept on going. I had to put my dog down.
Oh,
so
sorry, Holly.
I put the dog down on Saturday, and now I have a permanent side chick in my truck because I had to bring the other dog with me.
I see where you had one with you, and I knew you had two.
Yeah. It's been a learning experience for both of us, and she's in heat, so that, you know, now I'm out here buying diapers for my fucking dog.
Uh-huh.
And I'm well, she was unsocialized, completely unsocialized, and so my son and daughter-in-law rescue American Bulldogs.
Okay.
So we spent a day and a half socializing my dog and getting her to stop barking and me learning the breed and her mannerisms and what exactly it was that she was doing with, you know, being in the truck with me, why she was barking. She was basically protecting me, but there is a way that I can stop her from barking. I just didn't know what it was because I don't know the breed. So they worked with her for a day and a half and showed me what I needed to do and told me why she was doing the things she was doing. And we were at the fuel pump, and she was barking, and I got her attention and did what I needed to do, and she stopped barking, sat in the seat like a human, and never barked again. I was like, I'll be a son of a bitch. I'll be damned. This dog is salvageable, and she's a sweetheart.
Now,
I mean,
we as men, if we can just get women to do that, we'd be all set.
Hey, Greg.
Right?
Just remember, you are coming home.
You would be
if we could get you guys to set the seat and shut up and be quiet, we'd have it made.
You would be so lonely.
All right, I got an answer. How long does the Tesla battery last? In between 300,000 and 500,000 miles.
300,000 and 500,000 miles?
Yep.
On a car.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, on an average, people drive 273 miles a week. Not everyone does that, but on an average, they'll last anywhere from 21 to 35 years, depending on your driving habits.
The car ain't going to last that long.
No.
Have they seen Greg drive? Have they seen any of us drive?
Yeah.
Right?
What I want to know is what they have on there for deer protection.
A year and a half.
What I want to know is they got anything on there for deer detection?
Right?
Deer protection. The Cavalier doesn't have no deer protection.
I'll bet they don't have a gas gauge, though. You'll be good there.
Just keep it up.
I know what's wrong with it.
It's a sound bit on TikTok. So every time I hear it, I scroll through there and I'll hear it. I know what's wrong with it. It ain't got no gas in it. And I'll be like, I'll be damned. I think of you every time I hear it. I'm like, and it's like a truck in the ditch or something. And they'll be like, there ain't no gas in it. I'm like, oh my God. Was that something before you said it? Mm-mm. So, Greg, did you see my movies?
Yeah, I've seen them.
I haven't seen y'all or heard from y'all since then. My hard work is paying off. I don't know why.
Oh, man. don't know.
I was shocked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I thought that whole article about the electric with, you know, Elon Musk was kind of like, wow, really? And they think that's a good thing?
It's a little weird.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's what Ed's show was about last night, too. And it just, I don't know, it just don't make sense. It ain't, in reality, it's not going to work right now. It's just not, it's not feasible right now.
We're not ready.
There's no, there's no infrastructure. The infrastructure is not there to support it right now.
Nope. But when have we ever done anything in the right order?
Well, we was right up till this last asshole got in the White House. We had everything pretty much in check.
I don't know. I don't follow politics.
So Whistledick got in there and messed everything up.
Yeah, things are a little fucked up. Say that.
I'm not saying Trump was perfect, but what we got now sure the hell ain't.
Nope. I don't think there's ever going to be a perfect politician. That anybody's at, not, there's never going to be anybody in there that everybody is going to agree on. That's about the only thing we can agree on.
Right. You're right.
I mean, I don't really care who's in there as long as, you know, I really don't follow it.
If they quit worrying about so much about abortion and
right,
and same-sex marriage and shit, we'd be a whole lot better off.
Why is that? Why all of a sudden is that so important? It was fine the way it was.
Because it meets
what
their
man
agenda.
Needs to decide anything about what a woman does to her body. I mean, when was the last time they had a bill about, you know, if your dick's not this size, you have to get it, you know, enlarged, or you have to stretch it, or like, who's going to tell you as a man what to do with your body? Like,
well,
why should they be able to tell us?
Holly,
do you know what it's like to try and raise a child that's from rape? I mean, that's like, what are they thinking?
Well,
incest?
There should be. I would say that there should be an exception to that, rape.
Absolutely.
Or incest. Or
right.
or the woman's health, but
exactly.
My problem is these women go out, they get drunk on their ass, they get what they want, and then they wait 3 or 4 months to decide to abort the kid. Whatever happened
right.
to the
I
morning
mean, I
after
agree
pill?
There is definitely,
exactly.
That's
abuse,
bullshit.
But
you don't wait 3 or 4 weeks or 3 or 4 months.
Right. Oh, I agree. But, you know, at the same time, I think it shouldn't be 100% no arrest you if you do anything. Like, that's stepping back into the 50s.
They're not doing that.
Like, that's
they're not
crazy.
Doing that if you listen. They're leaving it up to, you know, that's like they're bitching about the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade. No. All they did was put it back on the states. Let each individual state decide what the laws is going to be instead of making federal.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong with this country right now. That's what's wrong with this country right now, though, is there's too much federal intervention. Everybody wants, every time they have a problem, they want the government to do something about
right.
it. The government can't even take care of itself. You know?
Exactly.
That's where the problem is. There's too much intervention now in the government. The government's got too much intervention now, just like these trucks right here.
Just
every
like
time they want to do something,
I mean,
exactly, that's what I'm saying. They got all these rules and regulations on the drivers and on the companies and everything. When the hell are they going to start having some oversight on these damn freight brokers and shit? When are they going to start investigating them and find
right.
out what the hell they're doing? They don't.
Right.
They don't do a damn thing to them. What about all these drivers out here that can't read, write, or speak English? When they go in to pick
yep.
something up, they hand them a phone and they have to read it because they can't speak English. How in the hell is that? When I got my license,
I
had to read, write, and speak English.
Exactly. We all do.
So I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that horse shit.
I agree. God, I agree with you, Doug.
It's just bullshit.
I just
you
don't
know?
Understand how all of these people that don't even have never even driven a truck, feel that they're justified to make a decision about something they don't even know about.
Again, your government. That's what happens
exactly.
When you let the government interfere and get too much into your business.
Exactly.
Anytime the government has anything to say about anything, they F it up.
Dog, do not hang up my phone. Right. It's crazy. At this point, you know, it's like...
All you can do at this point is grab the monkey by the tail and hang on and see what happens.
I mean, no matter who's in office, no matter what they do down there, I still have to get up every day and go to work and pray that they put a paycheck in my bank account at the end of the week.
Well, it's just like that loan
That's
forgiveness on all these student loans. Now, he wants to give all these kids, forgiveness on student loans and write a lot of their debt off. You
Why?
Call them
so
and tell them, look. Well, yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. Well, if
that's
the case, what about all the people with mortgages? What about all of our loans and stuff we got out here, truck payments and our financing stuff? We borrowed money. Well, I didn't, but, I mean, you got money borrowed. That's what I'm saying.
And I
but
have
you
a
got,
good
you
job,
know,
so.
Anybody that's got a house, that's got a mortgage, that they should say, hey, when are you going to give me loan forgiveness? When
exactly.
are you going to give me loan forgiveness
right.
to write my mortgage off? That's
exactly.
what I'm saying. Why are these kids? These kids knew when they took out them loans that they had to pay it back. Now, they
exactly.
took out the loans, they got their education, they can't get a job now or don't want one. And now they can't, now they have to pay it back, and they can't, so now they want everybody else to do it. No, bullshit.
Well, I bought my house on that pretense. They can come and pay my house off, but no.
Exactly.
Because the IRS is messed up and accidentally sent me a check. They
rejected my income tax. 3 years were identical. One of them they kicked back. So they said, oh, you have to send me receipts, blah, 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 blah. But you already accepted the other 2 years that were just like it. And I got lost in the mail. So COVID comes and they start sending out these checks. Well, they send me that IRS check for my taxes, my return, I guess by accident. So it came with all these other checks. And I'm like, all right, cool. They figured it out. They sent me my return. Wrong. No more than 2 weeks after I cashed it, they are up my ass that I have to pay that back.
You
so now
to
I
me.
Have
All
to
right.
pay back the money
did
that
did
they
Biden,
sent me. I was like, you got to keep it. So now I'm in deep shit with the IRS.
All right, did Biden not say that he is not going to raise taxes on anybody making less than $400,000 a year? Then what did
oh,
he
I don't
do?
Know. Did he?
He hired 87,000 more IRS agents to go out here and fuck with people. All right, now, I get it. 87,000. Okay, put 87,000. Now, look at how many guns and ammo and stuff that they're giving to the IRS agents. What in the hell does an IRS agent have to carry a pistol and ammo for to come and do tax audits? I'm telling you now. If the bastards come to my house with a pistol on their side, they can pack their ass right back out the street because they're going to be a gunfight. You ain't coming on my property
I
that I got
understand.
Paid for, come in there and start threatening me with a damn gun and think you're going to handcuff me. Stick
but
in your ass.
Who are they to that they have all this power? That they can attach
they're
your
not.
Bank account and they can attach this, but they won't answer the phone. They won't make you an appointment in person. You have to do this all their way, we'll call it, and you can't. I mean, if you so much as wiggle wrong, they'll slap more penalties on you. I'm like,
because the government
no
give them that authority. The government gives them that authority, and nobody, these liberal assholes in this country, will not stand up to them. That's exactly what it is. The shit could all be stopped if people would just wake up and start voting right.
Yeah, well.
They're voting. They're voting to put the same people back in that's doing this. I don't give a damn if they're Republican or Democrat. That ain't got nothing to do with it.
Just do your job.
Vote.
You're not there
for
you.
Vote for the people that's doing what they're supposed to do.
Right.
Do what you're supposed to do. They work for us. We don't work for them.
Exactly.
We put them in
like
there. Do the job you was put in that you was elected to do.
Right. I mean, I can't speak intelligently on politics because I really, honestly, I don't follow it. It is such a kiddie. It's like freaking high school kindergartners. Like, you're in there to do a job. You're in there for the people, but you ain't doing shit for the people. So the people, like you said, need to get them out. It's fucked up.
They won't, though, because the people get promised all this free money and free this and free that, and the new generation now, oh, that's all they want. If it's free, it's for me. It's what they can get for nothing. They don't want to work.
Yes, they can't.
Everybody wants to go to college. Everybody wants a college degree, and they want to sit behind a computer in an office and work. But somebody's going to go out here and do the bulwark. Somebody's got to take it. Somebody's got to run equipment.
All these other countries do it just fine, and these kids don't pay for university in Europe. Government pays for all that shit. They don't pay for health insurance. Government pays
you
for all that.
You tell me.
What's wrong
you
with
you tell
our
me
country?
Why these professors has got to be worth what they're about. Look at what a college education. Look what it costs a kid to go to college now a year. Just sit and look at it. Google it. Find out what it costs, the average cost of tuition a year for a kid to go to college.
I
know.
$15,000 or so.
It don't cost you that much to go to
Penn State, but yeah, I mean, that was crazy.
It don't cost you that much to go
to
general school.
Scholarships or something. Right. It's crazy.
There's no reason a college fund should be that expensive to go to college. It shouldn't be.
Nope.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Should not
be. It shouldn't be. All these other successful countries don't charge their citizens to go to college, to university. It's like ridiculous.
I don't know.
Something's got to give.
Yeah, us. We got to keep giving. Giving and giving and giving so they can give it to somebody else.
Right. I'll fucking work till I die at this point because I can't afford to retire. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like live in a tent.
Yeah. You might as well. You know what you do? You sell your house, you buy you a motor home, make sure it's got gas in it, though, when you do it. Or a travel trailer. And
I thought about a tiny house and a pickup truck.
Yeah, well,
take
hey,
anywhere I
wanna because
go.
As long as that damn thing's on wheels and you can move it around with you, there's no property tax on it.
Yep.
You get charged no property tax.
Very true.
Drag it to a truck stop and set it up back there and put your slide outs out, throw your carpet out in the parking lot, you know, hey.
Stay there for a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
move
stay
on.
There for a couple of 3 days, move over to across the street to the next one, stay there, no property tax.
Exactly.
No property tax.
No, a lot.
No mailbox, no nothing.
No electric, no, yeah.
No lot rent, no electric, no nothing.
Yep. Everybody else is doing it. Why not? Oh, it's crazy. Everybody wants everything for nothing.
I don't know.
And us hardworking people are paying for all this shit.
Yep.
This world is so... Can we go back to, like, the 70s? Where life was simpler?
Well... Yeah, with Jim and I, my buddy and I was talking about that one day. I said, you know, if we could go back, if we could go back even 40 years, 35, 40 years. Not even quite that. It was great. Life was a lot simpler.
Late 70s, early 80s. We didn't have all this technology and all this crap.
What?
And I
said, I wouldn't mind going back that many years, but, you know, he said, well, if you could go back and check, oh, yeah, there'd be some things to change. But
I mean, as a baby boomer, we've seen it all.
I wouldn't want to go
in
back that
lifetime.
Time and have to live that all over again. No.
No, I don't know if I'd want to do that. But, I mean, we have seen everything from black and white TV and segregation to what it is today and everything in between. Like, when did this all happen? Like, holy crap. In 40 years, 50 years, like, crazy.
Think about how many TV shows, good sitcoms that they've taken off of TV because these assholes wanted to call racism. All in the Family
the cancel
with
culture?
Archie Bunker. Yes, Archie Bunker.
And he was the most unracist person you could ever know.
The Jeffersons.
Yeah, they were great shows.
Sanford and Son.
Yep.
For Christ's sake, the Dukes of Hazzard. Give me a break.
Right, they find everything, but then look what they replaced it with. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
These aren't quality
every TV
shows. They're not
every TV no matter what you watch on TV, it pisses me off. Her and I'll be sitting there watching TV show. It's a good show. Yeah, two women sitting there making out, kissing, and mauling all over each other, or two men doing this. Like, fuck, I ain't watching this. I turn that shit off. I knew.
Right.
You know,
I mean, that's
a personal choice
that should stay behind closed doors. If that's what you choose to do, then do it in
exactly.
your own home. Do it behind your...
It was,
I mean, I don't have a problem with what you choose to do because your sexual orientation does not make you who you are, intelligence, and you know, your ability to do a job. That has nothing to do with it. But it doesn't need to be thrown all out over the sidewalk.
Think about this. When did that shit all start? Think about this. Think about when that all started. With all that. When did it start? Who did it start with? What president did it start with?
I don't even know.
Clinton. When Clinton started with the military and the gays in the military, when he let them start coming forward, come out, that don't ask, don't tell shit. As soon as Clinton started with that don't ask, don't tell shit, that's when this shit all started. He let them all out of the closet. What they did behind closed doors, nobody, they've been in there for years. This shit's been going on since the beginning of time. Like you said,
right.
What you do behind closed doors is your business. But why in the hell do you have to come out in the open and start bringing it out here in the public around everybody else? You know, why do you have to start telling kids? Well, no, you're not a boy. You're a girl. You're not a male. You're a female. No, you're not a female. You want to be a boy. Bullshit. You know, you're gay. You don't want to be a boy. You want to be a girl. Well, who in the fuck? Let the kids make their own mind. Let them, if that's what they grow up to be, then that's so be it. But leave that to them. Don't. That's what this shit's all about now.
Uh-huh. It's crazy.
All right. I'm done. I'm out. I'm going to sit back here and shut up.
Are you on the road or are you at home?
No, I'm sitting up here in Girard, up here at the Petro.
Girard.
I'm waiting till morning. I got to unload right over here in Hubbard in the morning, and then I got to go home and weld my damn trailer back together because some asshole tow motor driver can't
drive?
They decided to train this young black girl. Like I said, race has nothing to do with it. I don't give a damn if she was Chinese. But you don't put a young person or anybody on a forklift or a tow motor that don't have any experience on one, and put them out there loading trucks. Start them out inside the plant. Let them move tubs and stuff around. Let them get used to what it does and what makes it work before they load trucks. Sheek them out, unloaded six of these big casts.
Through it?
No. She took a big tub, a 7,000-pound big cast iron pan that she was setting on my truck, and she picked it up instead of taking her time and coming in slow and lifting it up, taking it over and setting it on the trailer. She didn't have it high enough and rammed it into the side of my trailer and bent that damn track that Conestoga rolls in and cracked it today. Bent it all in. I couldn't even get the kit shut. So I stood out there for 45 minutes with a crowbar and a pair of pliers and stuff, straightening it out so I could get my kit shut. Well, what do you do? Just like Marie said, what did you file a report on? What the hell good's it going to do? Because it's going to take you 6 months to a year if they pay for it. And in the meantime, what am I supposed to do? I still got to fix it. So to hell with it.
Right.
If I don't fix it, I might as well just fix it. So now I get to go home tomorrow and whatever. After tomorrow morning, I'm done for the rest of the week. Piss on it. I'm done. I've done been to Gary, been out to Chicago this week and back, and down to Louisville and back. I'm done. So I get to go home and weld on my trailers for a couple hours. That's what pisses me off. You know, you drive a truck, you got to go through this, got to have a license. And the last I knew, in order to operate a forklift, you had to be OSHA certified to do that. So
yeah, you
you're supposed
certified.
To come in. You got to be certified. You got to have a test that says that you can operate a forklift.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Apparently not anymore, because I'm guarantee you, she had never been on one. If she had, she had been on it but a couple of days. Because she had no idea. That guy that was training her, standing there, he had to tell her, lift your porch up, put your porch down, come in a little bit, pick it up a little bit, back up a little bit. He was telling her every move. Hell, he might as well just got on there and done it. It took her 15 minutes to take one tub off my truck, and I had six of them.
Oh, wow.
Started out at 8 o'clock this morning, and they finally got me done at 11. And it was like 11:30, quarter to 12 before I got out of there, by the time I got my kit closed and got the track straightened out.
Wow.
Then
I'm sorry.
Out there, and the guard out there at the gate says, well, you don't look like you're real happy today. I said, yeah, yeah, no, you're right. You're right, I'm not.
You got that one. Pretty keen sense of the obvious there, buddy.
Now, mind you, last week when he was down there at the same place, it was after dark when he got in there. And not only did he gouge his box on the trailer, he also cut his tarp all at the same place, all at the same time.
Yeah. One of the bids they had sitting down there caught the edge of my tarp and put a 6-inch rip in my tarp down next to the bottom of it, which I was able to fix it with a patch too, but it's beside the point.
That's
and then,
not the point, though.
Right there where we turn to go back out, it's real tight back here because there ain't no room. There ain't no lights back here. It's dark. Got a guy standing out there watching me. I'll watch you so you don't hit nothing. Another lady had took the tubs off and set them over there right there on the corner where we got to turn around to go out, like a U-turn to go back out, you know, out the drive to go back out to the scale. She sets one of the big-ass pans that I took down there right on the corner. I go around there, and I'm waiting for him to say something. He's standing there looking. Next thing I know, the damn truck kind of lunges, and I heard something. I said, what the hell? I got out there and walked back there. One of them tubs, the corner of it's right up against one of them aluminum boxes between my spread. Got a big gouge right down the side of the box. He's standing there looking right at it, never said a damn word. I said, really?
Dude.
He said, well, I thought you was going to make it around there. He went, what the hell?
Why are you even bothering standing there? Sounds like you've had a hell of a week, Greg.
That's what I was thinking, Robbie. I need to go find me one of them. I need to go find me a monk.
Wow.
At TIFF.
And all I had to do was put my dog down.
We need to find out what's going on with that drive-in, find out what payoff is, because I might be getting a phone call this week. Todd and Larry, he's on Larry. They need some trailers, so he's thinking that Larry's going to end up buying that trailer for one of the drivers that's going over to work with Jim.
Yeah.
So that trailer might be leaving.
Good.
I got to get rid
of it. He's missing a damn good trailer, too.
I got to get rid of it, because if I don't get rid of it pretty soon, I'm getting urged to back under that bitch.
Well, if it doesn't move very quick, he's going to, you know, drop the axles under it, off of it, and start parking stuff in it.
No, he thinks he is. He thinks he is. He's got to get to the house or get to the toolbox. I got mine on my side. He thinks he is.
True.
Hey,
he's got to get to the toolbox
Greg,
in the building
Greg,
is the 22, and the rest of his shit's not the house.
Hey, you're going to get rid of that trailer. You got an open spot. Bill's going to find another spot to fill it.
I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit what he puts in there. I want to get rid of it, Robbie, because I'm afraid he's going to come in there and back into the side of it with something and tear the side out of it.
Right.
You don't know what I know.
Robbie's seen. You have to give Robbie credit on that one. He's seen how bad is up there.
He had Donnie. Donnie Freightliner was backed in underneath the front of my trailer. He had Donnie move his truck over in front of that crane. I said, why? He said, because somebody's going to back in there, back right into the front of that truck. I said, oh, so you move the truck over so you back into the front of that brand new van. He said, well, he said that trailer's got insurance on it. His truck don't right now. I said, really? So trash my trailer and keep from busting Donnie's truck. Oh, Lord.
Another.
Yeah. Wow.
All the fun stuff that we have that goes on around our house.
I'm thinking about going to Louisville.
I didn't mean to get you all riled up, Greg.
I'm thinking about going to Louisville this year to the truck show.
What?
I'm thinking about going to Louisville. I'm thinking about going down there this year. Thinking about going to Louisville to the truck show this year.
Why?
What? Why?
Just to go down there and piss with everybody. But I'm going to pull Robbie. I'm going to put a Reese hitch on the back of this truck, and I'm going to take an enclosed trailer, put all our shit in there that we usually do to cook and everything, and I'm going to hook it to the back of this truck and just take this truck down. I got a place to sleep. I got the trailer down there, and just piss with everybody down there.
Oh, so
go down there, walk around, actually enjoy myself again.
You're so foolish. You're so full of cow dung that you're no. I call BS.
What?
I call BS.
You're just going to start some
what?
Shit.
You ain't going down there.
You're right.
I know you too much. You ain't going down there.
Wait, what?
But I will be going to Mill Hall next year again.
Oh, damn
yeah.
straight.
Because I got my truck fixed. I'm ready to go.
I've already
there
got
go.
The...
Oh,
when they're doing the next one, I've already got the dates on that.
All I got to do... All I got to do next year, I think next year we go to Mill Hall, though, instead of taking that damn camper. I think about taking that enclosed trailer and turning it into living quarters and stuff and pulling it with this and taking them out. This thing's easier on fuel than what that camper is. I'd keep gas in this thing.
Well,
if you put gas in your
now?
Truck, you're in trouble, dude.
Exactly.
What?
One thing about the camper now, at least we know what it'll do.
Yeah, I know what it'll do, too.
That truck and...
The freaking gas prices don't come down. It can sit right there where it's at.
Yep.
I just paid $4.84 for diesel. No, $4.48 for diesel. $4.48.
I like that heart attack last night. I stopped down there at exit 65 on 71 down there in Ohio, and down there just north of Jeffersonville, below Jeffersonville. I pulled into a speedway down there. I thought, what a deal, 545. That's the cheapest around. I pulled in there, put the nozzle in the tanks, this thing, That damn thing started drinking, 180 gallon, $1,000. I like to have a damn heart attack. I said this.
I was regular
I said,
for me.
FJB. Do what?
Yeah, well, I put 130 gallons in, and it was like $450. I was like, wait, what the hell happened? Did I do something wrong? Like, is that fuel? So, what's wrong?
What kind of fuel mileage you get with your truck?
If I'm light, anything under 30,000 pounds, 35,000, I get anywhere from, I get like 7.2, 7.4. If I'm light, 8. But I generally average 7.2 to 7.4. But when I go west to Colorado because of the altitude and 9 times out of 10 the wind, I get about 5.4, 5.6 going back to Colorado from Kansas City to Denver. That's my worst fuel mileage ever.
I took 50,000 pounds on this trailer. I was 83,000, something gross, down to Louisville last night, yesterday. I got 6.3 going down.
Wow.
I come back today, I got 52,000, I'm grossing 82,000 coming back. What I got on right now, I'm grossing like 82,000. All right? I got 6.3 coming back. And that's running 63 to 65 mile an hour. That's it. If I run anything over 65, my fuel mileage goes right in the tank. I mean,
yep.
It just
and see, now,
plummets.
For this truck, my fuel mileage gets funky and drops from what it normally is, quote, normal. 9 times out of 10, my fuel filters need to be changed because that's the first sign that happens when my fuel filters start getting clogged. So you got to, in the international, you got to run clean fuel filters. Always. I change them about every 18 to 20,000 miles, I have to change the fuel filters.
You know what? Greg, you know where the best place for it. You know what's the best thing for an international?
Hold on, Greg. What? Yeah. Whoa. This is what I've done with these newer trucks. Yes, you have to run clean shit. 15,000 to 18,000 miles. Change the oil, change the fuel filter at the same time.
Yeah.
You won't ever have an issue.
They won't change my oil that often, but they'll change the fuel filters.
I change my oil every 15.
That motor will last a whole lot longer.
Power when my fuel filters get clogged. I won't
you know
be
what?
Able to
I seen a guy on that Detroit forum today, Robbie. I heard a guy on there today tell him that you can run because a guy dumped 30 weight oil and he struck by accident. I wanted to know if it was going to hurt it. Hell no, 30 weight won't hurt it. Actually, 30 weights it's just heavier than what 1540 is basically. But somebody told him, he said you can run on a worn engine, an engine that's got some wear in it. You can run up to 60%. Lucas in it. Straight Lucas. 60%. Let's see. 10% is 2 gallon. Or 20% is 2 gallon. So you can run up to 6 gallon of Lucas in an oil change. And guy said, oh, it won't hurt it. He said, it'll run better. Your oil pressure will be better and everything else. I'm thinking, yeah, asshole. Move up to Ohio or New York or Pennsylvania. And let it get down to 10 degrees or 20 degrees,
right,
and you won't get it started either.
It's too thin,
it's like molasses in there. No, it's
okay.
Thick.
Too thick. Sorry.
Grace, you'd have to put a pony motor on there to get it started.
Right.
1540 in this thing in the wintertime when it gets down to 10, 20 below zero, when you hit the key on this thing and it grunts, it starts, but it don't like it. It don't like
it. Yeah, it was 2 degrees when I left Colorado this morning.
What was it? Two.
Two.
Yeah, keep that shit out there.
I'm in Texas, and it's 50 here tonight in Decatur, Texas.
I went to bed in Louisville last night. When I got there, it was like 60-some degrees. At 4 o'clock this morning, it was still 60 degrees. I laid back down until daylight, and when I got up at 7:30 and finally went in the gate at 8 o'clock, I was putting a jacket on.
Yep. That cold front that came out of Colorado.
Yep.
That's what sparked all those tornadoes. I got to go right through where those tornadoes went. If I would have left Monday like I was supposed to, I would have been sitting right in Jackson where that couple of them touched down last night. Somebody told me, they're like,
yeah,
you're not leaving here for a reason. You just don't know what it is, but you're not leaving here for a reason. And I was hot because I was home for, I was 18 hours over my 34.
You assholes to go out and buy electric, cars and electric trucks, all that global warming is stopped, we wouldn't have all these tornadoes.
Right.
You better start buying your electric cars. No, we won't have that. As soon as you buy all these electric cars and stuff, all this global warming is going to change. I don't understand that. They say the climate change. Climate's always been changing. There wasn't no cars.
Right.
Wasn't no carbon
it's
dioxide.
It's changing rapid.
It wasn't. We didn't have cars. We didn't have natural gas and stuff back with the dinosaurs. What happened to them?
No.
Their ass froze. So what the hell? I don't get it. Climate's been changing. The earth goes in cycles. And no matter what you do, you're not going to change it. You're not going to change it. No matter what you do, you're not going to change it. Natural gas is one of the cleanest burning gases that there is. Natural gas is the cleanest burning, just about cleaner than anything. That and propane.
Right.
You know what irritates me? All these landfills that you go by. Just like that one down there on 71, right there just as soon as you go past the southbound scale on 71 down there in Kentucky. At night, if you look off on the right, you see a stack coming out of the ground and it's blowing fire 40 feet in the air.
Right.
Methane gas off these landfills. Why can't they harness that shit? If they can harness that methane gas that's in them landfills, they could supply New York City with enough gas, free gas, for them people out there just on the waste of methane, just the waste methane gas that comes off of garbage and stuff.
Mm-hmm. They're just not very smart. I certainly don't think
just
this
like,
shit through.
Just like Tiffany's dad's neighbor, all right next door, Brent, Robbie. He's got a gas well that was on that old farm. That was an old farm. The gas well that's on there, they plugged, capped it, whatever, said it wasn't no good. You know, it was leaking, whatever the gas was. He's been in that house for how many years now, Tiff?
Since 08, because it was a year before mom died. She died in 09, so.
All right. So since 08, he moved in there, and 09, he went down there and welded that gas well up where it was leaking around the pipe because it rusted out. He capped it, done some work himself on it that they didn't know about. He plumbed that damn gas, that gas line, into his house. Now, they shut it off. Gas said it wasn't no good. That well was dead. There wasn't no gas in there. He's been heating his house, that big-ass garage that he's got. It looks like a barn. He's been heating all that since 08 on the waste that's coming off of that gas line down there on that farm. No gas bill. No gas bill, no meter, no nothing. He's got it pumped right up into his house, and he's been burning the waste that off of a gas well that they said wasn't any good anymore. There was nothing there. And he's been free gas. Tell me he ain't got it made.
Especially with the price of gas and propane and all that stuff now.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
They blow so much smoke up our ass, it ain't even funny. Anything to hurt, you've heard for years they want a one-world government. They want a one-world government. One world order. That's what it's all about. They want government to control the world. All the governments control the world. The people don't have no say. You do just like China and them. Whatever they tell you. Look at what's going on over there now. They're over there calling for Cheesehead over there. They're trying to overthrow him because he's locking everybody down now for COVID again. For COVID again.
Oh, in China?
Yeah. They're locking. They was locking people in their apartment buildings. I mean, locking them in, and they had a building catch on fire the other day. And by the time they got in there to put the fire out, get the people out, the people burn up in there because you had them locked in.
Yeah, I don't watch much TV.
And now they're starting this shit again with the kids now in school and everything, wanting them to start with the freaking Fauci. Somebody needs to kick him in his nutsack.
He's not. Excuse he me. Doesn't run that anymore.
He's on there. He's been. And no, he ain't. He's supposed to be. Yeah. At the end of the year, but he's been on there on.
Oh,
he's been on the news
already.
All week, beating his lips all week.
Oh, I thought he left already.
He needs to get lead poison. That's what he needs. Son of a bitch. He's one of the main reasons everything went the way it went. Yeah, everybody got their COVID. Go get your COVID shot and you won't get it. Oh, now you got to get a booster and another booster and another booster. Now they're trying to say you need to get a booster every couple months or something? Shit.
Yeah.
Screw you. I've never taken the flu shot, and I sure the hell ain't going to take their COVID
shot.
Yeah,
I have never had a flu shot either.
I took one. I took one in my 20s, and I was sicker than a dog for 2 weeks. I said, never again.
I've never had one.
I ain't took one since. If I die, oh, well. What I tell them up there when I have a heart attack, if I die, it's somebody else's problem. I don't have to worry about it. That's what I told him when I went in having that heart attack when I walked out of there and went to Indiana. I told him, he said, you'll be dead before you get to the parking lot. I said, well, it'll be somebody else's problem, won't it? I walked out of the hospital. Piss on him. Yeah, Mike was telling me up there at... over here at Hubbard yesterday, Tip, when I loaded them tubs.
Yeah.
That, you know, that Mike composed me. He had a black guy that worked with him there, and all he did was stand there with Mike and help him hook the hooks on the tubs so he could pick them up, set them on my trailer. Real
right.
Nice guy. He used to stand there by my truck and talk to me, yell him and Mike. Mike said, excuse me, yesterday, Mike said, Greg, he said, you know the guy that helps me all the time, put the hooks on the tubs, you know, to set them on your trailer? I said, yeah. He said, he died Saturday. I said, really? He said, yeah, massive heart attack. He said he was just fine.
Wow.
The guy was the nicest guy here. He wasn't real, real old. He was probably in his, I'd say he was in probably his late 50s, early 60s. I said, would he have any overlying health? He said, not that we know of. He said he come into work every day, always happy, you know, talking, laughing, cutting up and everything. They just dropped over Saturday, dropped over with a heart attack, massive heart attack, dead. So Mike told me,
wow.
He said, you know, me with this cancer, he said, run around, he said, with this cancer, he said, I don't want anybody to feel sorry for me. He said, there's people out here got it a lot worse than me.
Right.
I'm thinking, wow.
Right.
God. Massive heart attack. Nice guy. He was really nice guy. I said, man. So what do? You know.
You never know.
I don't know. I could have swore that I seen Mike with that Kenworth and that black trailer. Man, what did I say it was? A couple weeks ago, Tip.
Yeah.
I can't even remember where I seen it now. It was out here somewhere.
Well,
but
he runs regularly. Regularly, he runs 70 to 40 and goes to North Carolina. But this week, he just went across 80 to go to, he's going to Maine to pick up Reese for Reese Across America.
Oh. Oh.
No.
Because I'm almost sure that was his truck.
Oh, I'm sure it was. If it was clean and
I hollered at him on the radio, but he never answered. So I said, well,
his radio can't reach across the median, let alone anywhere else.
Really? A big ass shiny truck
yeah.
and ain't got no radio?
Nope.
You don't have
he ain't got no radio in it.
Big.
Mine
ain't
never
no
worked for the longest time till I put bigger in, till my antennas were above my truck.
Oh.
I had to put
bigger
antennas on mine. And mine's still a piece of shit.
You gotta have a big radio. You gotta have a radio that's
trying to get
some
one.
Work Gary, on. Indiana. Go to find Jay. A TV shop.
For what
right
we
there.
Got these. For what we got. For what we got these damn radios, Robbie, we should be able to talk to Puerto Rico.
You're right.
Right?
Nah.
I used to have a big radio, and I don't have one anymore.
You know, it's a shame. We probably got, between me and Robbie, we probably got probably close to $700, $800 in both these, between the radios, coax, and antennas and stuff. His is just like mine. His antennas is different. They're both, they're strikers, but he's got a different kind of antenna than I got. But it's a damn shame that I got all that money in this radio and I keep the damn thing turned clear down. Half time, I don't even listen to it. I want to hear everybody's bullshit. Ain't nobody talks on it. And then when they
nobody
do, they want to cuss you out all the time.
I got 600 into mine.
The only time I use mine to check in at the guards and shit, the mills and stuff. That's about it.
They don't have a problem
right.
here.
Half time I don't need to do that. It's easier just get out of the truck, walk in, check in with them, and come back out.
Right.
Man, I just determined it's getting cold out. Supposed to be like, what, 20 tonight up here?
It's
shit.
31 here now. Let me see. It feels like 23.
Yep.
Yeah, because, you know, the wind. Because the wind is about 10 miles an hour right now, which is a lot better than what it was earlier today.
If I wake up in the morning and there's a skip of snow on the ground, I'm going to be pissed. Oh,
tomorrow's high is going to be 36. Tonight's low is going to be down in the 20s.
Tomorrow's high is going to be 36.
No.
You were here with a heat wave last week, Robbie.
That's fine. No, it was fucking cold up there. I don't know what you're talking about.
For you, it was cold. For us, it was a heat wave. Yeah, it's going to be 36 here tomorrow, 51 on Friday.
Yeah, that's when I'm going to weld my trailer, Friday.
Yep.
36 degrees. You know what I'm going to be doing tomorrow when I get home, 36 degrees?
Sitting on the couch, twiddling your thumbs and watching TV?
And sleeping.
Well, that's kind of a given.
It'll take him. It'll take Greg 15 minutes after he plops his butt in that chair and he's going to be out.
Yep, you're right.
Like the movie. What was it? What was it, Saturday night?
Oh, yeah, we were watching Light.
Saturday night. Oh, you got to watch this movie. It's a great movie. It's called Light. Great movie, great movie. Half hour into it, Greg's over there.
I didn't need to watch it. I already watched it 100 times.
But you
have
noticed,
you ever watched
Robbie,
that movie?
When we would laugh at something, he would wake up real quick and start laughing right along with us.
Yep.
Hey. Holly, have you ever watched that movie, Life?
No.
With Eddie Murphy, Murphy and Martin Lawrence and who else was in that?
The comedian.
Who else? Who was it, Robbie?
Cedric the Entertainer.
Cedric. It's hilarious. You need to get that movie or find it on whatever and watch it. It's hilarious. You'll laugh your ass off.
Life?
Called Life.
I like those guys. Oh, come on, man. You need to move.
Hey, Tiff, that thing that you just tagged me in, I don't know about that.
You don't think
what?
So? I thought it looked really good.
What?
Me and Wes don't get along.
You and what
don't
get along?
Give it a shot. Salted caramel buttered rum.
Rum.
Salted butter caramel.
No,
salted
caramel
buttered rum.
Isn't that what I just said?
No,
anyway,
you said it a little backwards.
Interesting.
Yeah. But It's a teaspoon of brown sugar, a quarter teaspoon of kosher salt, 3 ounces of hot water, 1 tablespoon of caramel sauce warmed up, 2 ounces of dark rum, and then 1 tablespoon of butter.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
That sounds like coffee
with butter in it. Ew.
I think we have dark rum here. I don't have caramel sauce, but I may have to get some caramel sauce. I may have to try that.
Okay, I remember reading it through it a couple times.
Do what?
I know what they have in the liquor cabinet because I went through it a couple times.
First,
on Wednesday.
Do we have dark rum, Robbie? you went through it. You should
know.
There's
vodka in there.
Yeah, there's vodka in the freezer, too.
Yeah.
There's tequila in there.
I found the crown foil. I finished that off. Holly, I had a half a bottle of Crown Royal while I was up there.
Oh, really?
The doctor.
Yep.
I'm an alcoholic.
Is that your new hobby?
Well,
he had to keep warm when he was out around the fire.
Right? That's crazy.
No, there might be some dark rum in there. I know there's brandy on there.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yes, could you please move your fat ass? I need to lay down. Jesus. This dog snores like a freaking human.
Not as bad as Greg does.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I was driving, and I kept hearing this noise, and I was like, the hell is that? So I turned the radio down, and she would stop. And I did that for a while, and then I finally figured it out. She's back here, laying on her back, feet in the air, snoring like a freaking human. My son goes, oh, yeah, that's one of the traits of the pit. Like, oh, my gosh. No. She's a tank. Like, you need to move the fuck over, dog. I sleep on half of the bed now. Like, we gotta fix this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Baby steps. I got her not to bark at people. That's a plus. You can have half the bed. She kind of makes her way out of the way as the night goes on, but I gotta get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and roll out of here, so she's got to move over.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Take her out. But I'm going to let you guys go so I can my ass in bed.
All right. That's why I'm going here for long.
Marty,
yeah.
In bed.
You guys done managed to piss me off, so I'm going to bed.
Oh. Get over it. Get over it. You're young. Come on, move over. Oh my God.
I'm gonna sit here and watch the circus for a little bit. See how many trucks get tore up, and I'm going to sleep.
There you go.
Oh my God.
That's the only reason to come in a truck stop anymore. See how many people get their shit tore up.
Right. And you just. Don't say anything. You just film it.
Hey, Greg.
Get off my pillow.
What?
Yeah.
Frosty's on the loose
what?
Again. Frosty's on
what?
The loose again.
Frosty?
Who's on the loose? Oh,
Frosty.
Frosty? No shit.
Come on.
Why, they looking for him again?
Ugh.
Piff. Oh, what the hell?
She took off.
Maybe she's out looking for him.
What in the hell? A woman.
So who is Frosty?
A dog. Who lives about 2 miles up the road from us. He got loose one day. He broke out of the yard or something, and he come down to the house. And
well,
she
maybe
called him.
She's out doing.
You know, who knows?
All
either
right,
that or the people come down there looking for him. All right. Talk
right.
to you later, Holly.
I'll talk to you. Have a good one. Bye, Robbie.
All right. Be careful.
Later.
Bye.
So she tells us Frosty's on the loose and then just throws her damn shit down and takes off.
Yep, pretty much. We own the show now.
Yeah. She ain't the brightest sight in the house.
I wouldn't speak too loud. You might be staying for a little longer than you think. I'm going to laugh if there's snow on the ground in the morning.
Shit. Me? I'll get my coat on, roll it some of its back, and I'll get that shit off there. I'm going home. I'll hold back this thing up the yard and park it. Sayonara. Adios.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Now, where in the hell did you go?
I don't know. It just kicked me off like it did earlier.
We got the last thing I heard was Frosty's on the loose again. Holly hung up. We sitting there, all of us could hear each other but you.
I could hear you guys. I don't know what happened. But yeah.
I thought you threw the shit down and went out there looking for that damn dog.
No. No, I seen where Amy, the one who owns Frosty, had posted that the escape artist was at it again and got out.
Yeah.
And it was like this at the time when I seen it was like 8 minutes, and I posted. I said, I'll keep an eye out on this way if he is this way. Well, then somebody else posted. I was just scrolling through Facebook, and somebody else posted that they found, you know, showed pictures of him that, you know, he was running up the middle of Lisbon Street. So they picked him up, and he doesn't have no tags on. And I posted on that person's
right.
comment. I says he belongs, and I couldn't remember her name. I says he belongs
yeah.
at the house, a brown house down there by Westfield Road, right there in the bend that's got the, you know, chain link fence around the front. His name is Frosty. And I posted that the owner was looking for him. So if you can take him back that way, that would be great. They can, you know. So a couple
yeah.
other people also posted and shared it to Amy's page where she was looking for him, you know. So hopefully they get connected and he gets back home. Every time I go by there, I always see him on the front porch.
I haven't seen him.
Yeah, he lays on that couch on the front porch of the house. And I think he must be out all day long because it doesn't matter what time of day that you go through there, he's always on that couch.
Oh.
So I'm just hoping that she doesn't do that all winter long because I'll be the first one to be calling because he's such a good little dog.
Right.
So. But, yeah, I just thought it was kind of funny because that's the first post I've seen about him being loose in forever. So.
Oh. Yeah, I haven't seen him. All right. I'm getting off here. I'm going to bed.
All righty.
I'm tired.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm going to watch a movie or something.
I loaded down there. I got up this morning, unloaded, reloaded. I stopped at the 28. I come back up to the 28, went in, got me a cup of coffee, called Marie. Me and her talked for about 10 minutes. I hung the phone up with her, put this bitch in gear, and I never stopped again until I got up here.
Huh.
So
I went and unloaded, came back. That's it.
But sitting there on your ass all day doing nothing.
Pretty much.
When you talk to Penny, you tell her my check still ain't in the mail.
Oh.
All right. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
Stay on. Bye.
Good night.
Bye. Well, that was very eventful. We had a couple of technical difficulties throughout the show. Actually, I can't even say throughout, right at the beginning and right here towards the end, where somehow everything gets disconnected. But, hey, that's part of Redneck and I as we adapt and overcome. So, on that note, as my furnace is kicking on once again on this brisk, brisk, cold Wednesday night, It is 31 degrees. I know earlier I said it was like 34 when we first came on, so it has dropped. But we had a good show. We talked about, you know, mostly got in about the electric Tesla trucks that they're coming out with, which is totally, you know, crazy if you think about it. So hopefully you guys have a great night and you had a awesome Thanksgiving. And like I said, you were with family and friends. And if you weren't with family and friends, maybe you were just with your trucking family somewhere and you got to eat some turkey. If not, when you get home, make sure you have that turkey. Okay, so this is Tiffany again, signing off. Tonight, November 30th, we are counting down. We have 25 days till Christmas. We have 31 days until 2023. So we have exactly, let me tell you for sure, four Wednesdays left of the year for us here at Women of Redneck and Eyes. Now, I want to give away this Blue Tiger headset. So I'm going to be posting stuff on our Facebook page, and we will be drawing people at random. So hopefully we get to talk to you guys soon. Stay safe. Stay warm. Definitely watch out on the road for all those crazy people out there. I can't even say just crazy people. I'm going to say all them deer too, because we know it's hunting season. So of course they're out there and they're going to be jumping in front of you before you even know it. So again, this is Tiffany with Redneck and Eyes Radio, Women of Redneck and Eyes on the Unplugged Network, signing off for the night. And we look forward to talking to you again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern. I usually run my show for an hour, up to 2 hours. As you notice, we're already up to 2 hours now going because of the fact, hey, why not? We had people, we had conversation, and we had a good time. Got a little political, a little bit of this, that, and everything in between, but hey, that's what we're all about. We're here to have a good time and to hang out and catch up. So with that being said, I'm going to sign off here and check out our website at redneckandeyes.com and our Facebook page. We also have Twitter, Instagram. I believe we're on Twitter. We have Instagram and YouTube, so check us out. All right. Again, this is Tiffany with Redneck and Eyes Radio signing off. Have a great night.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and eyes.